Yeah, stay inside.
Stay inside. Stay inside, please. That's fucking crazy. So what was our audience number before? Like 16?
Yeah.
We're down to 4.
Yeah. Our audience number went from a solid like 40 or 50 people were listening to our
Get
podcast.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, man. I was really on that I was really on the pulse of our podcast.
We were really going, man. We were really going. And now we're down to 4.
Yeah, what's up, Drew?
And Ben.
And Nate.
And Joe?
I think that's the 4.
I think we found
what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Talking directly to you and no one else, apparently. It's fine. God. We got Naruto playing in the background.
For those who want to know what those weird screams are, don't worry. It's this the great shinobi of the Hidden Leaf defending their honor.
Yeah, dude. This is the first. I mean, I never watched Naruto. And I was like, quarantine, fuck it, let's go. Yeah, I want to be up with all the references.
Dude, there's a lot of history that goes into Naruto, actually. And I didn't realize, how long it's been around.
No. Yeah.
I was watching this garbage back, when did I say? Middle school.
Yeah.
When it first started coming on Toonami and then Shippuden came out. A lot of people don't understand, these cartoons that are in Japan have been happening since, the 80s.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon was, at height in 94, and it didn't even come over to the States until, 01, 02.
No.
And Dragon Ball was, 83.
I don't want to get into the history of anime right now, dude. That's pretty wild.
Dude, we don't have
That's
to.
A lot, man. what the fuck is going on, dude? Fuck quarantine.
Dude, it's a
quarantine. I hate my life right now.
I hope y'all been reading.
Yeah, we've been reading over here. I'm just sitting on my couch right now, drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, watching Naruto, and making a podcast that no one listens to. This is fucking bottom, people.
Yeah, yo. If you have any fun quarantine activities, let us know. We're thinking about having a Power Hour podcast.
Oh, yeah, yo. We're going to have a Power Hour podcast.
Power Hour podcast.
Yeah, so the next podcast that comes out.
Mom, if you're listening to this, please do not Google what a Power Hour is.
Yeah, don't, because I will tell you. So Power Hour is, you take a sip of beer every minute or something like that. It gets you really fucked up. But we have whiskey and what else? Jaeger.
We have Jägermeister.
We have a lot of Jägermeister, so it might just be a ridiculous.
PC check.
Might just be a ridiculous episode. So next episode, to anyone who listens to this, will be Power Hour, and I expect our listeners to drink with us. This is how we're passing through quarantine, people.
Yeah, yo. Seriously, bro.
Power Hour.
The Situation Power Hour podcast. Maybe that should be all our episodes.
Oh my god! Just always hammered.
What do you guys do? We do Power Hours.
Do Power Hours, and we try to talk about shit.
I'm pretty sure we're the two people that people will be like, "You need help with alcohol."
I've had multiple of those talks already in my life. My mom called me an alcoholic at a very young age.
Yeah. it's just part of the family. Oh, my God.
This is terrible.
No, we're probably going to start. I'm probably going to have a sign out soon that says go home.
Go the fuck home. Yo, there's so many people driving on the road. Yeah, and there's no way that they're essential.
That's what I'm saying. We're seeing videos of New York City, Hollywood. My cousin's out in Hollywood right now. She's going to get bagels. There's no one out.
Vegas is empty.
Things are empty. And you still have people driving on Main Street in Bloomingdale.
Yeah, Main Street Bloomingdale pretty popping these days. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, if you guys don't think quarantine exists, come over here. It's fine. We needed to wait.
Yeah, apparently. There's no rules. Stay inside. There's one rule.
There's one rule.
Nothing matters. That was Tom punches a cop.
No, do not say that.
Nothing matters.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. This is just getting weirder and weirder every
day. This is awful. It's only been a weekend, really.
If you think about that, weekend. Yeah, dude.
It's been 2.5 days of quarantine.
It's been a regular weekend. So far, it's just been a regular weekend.
This is normally what we would have done, but the fact that it's in quarantine, we're like, fuck.
Yeah, bro, I just want to go out and see my friends.
You want to know what it is, too? It's because, we all know, this is going to be for a long time.
Yeah.
I think that's what's it.
That's the mentality. It's not this is just a weekend and we go back to work on Monday.
Yeah, this isn't I'm relaxing and recharging. This is this is life now.
Yeah, this is life now. As long as
you know what I mean?
Do something good with it, guys. Do something good with the pause.
Yeah, man, I started a push-up challenge. So yeah. I'm going to start doing that. I want to get those numbers up. Starting Insanity tomorrow. We did a big power move. Moved Tom's Xbox out to the big 84-inch TV in the living room.
Yeah, bro. So if anybody wants to get smacked and skate, bro, come through. But make sure that you either live alone or with people that are in a respectable age. That are not high risk.
Mm-hmm.
We are most likely carriers.
Yeah, dude. I'm just going to be honest. With the amount of time I spent in the city, like, I was working in Grand Central.
Like, yeah.
While this was spreading. Like, there's such a high percent chance that I'm carrying it right now. That I have it. And I just haven't shown symptoms yet.
Yeah, dude.
They say there's like a 24-day period where you could just not even show symptoms of having it.
I thought it was 2 to 14 days.
No, dude. What? 24 days.
What? It's just getting worse and worse every day. People are like, yeah, it'll be done in 2 months. And then every day it's like, haha, JK.
It's killed everyone. Yeah, dude. It's crazy, man. Like, this is not, like, we're looking at depression. You know what, though? Fuck that. We all know how bad it is. Let's stop talking about how bad it is.
Yeah, guys.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, but at the same time, like, we've been thinking, like, about all the silver linings that have been coming from this. And as bad as it seems, you know, people are getting sick, people are dying, but, like, there's a lot of good things that when we make it through, when we push through, we are actually going to be able to accomplish.
I hope so. But, like, some shit's going down in Naruto right now.
Yeah. If anybody watched Naruto, we're currently watching the fight between Sakura and, what's his name? Sasori of the Red Sand.
Sasori of the Red Sand. Yo, he's a punk. Fuck that guy.
He's a punk.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Let's go, Granny. Fuck these puppets up. Oh, she got her arm back. All right.
No, yeah. You didn't see that?
Yeah, healed.
But yeah, guys.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
There's nothing to really talk about, you know?
There's nothing to talk about.
Like, that's the crazy part about this. It's like, yeah, we could tell you what we've been doing, or we could do, like, weird topics on things, but, like, who cares? People just want to hear other people's voices, bro. And I'm pretty sure you were the one that came up to me the other day because I haven't talked to anybody else.
I was going to say, yeah, it was probably me.
Considering no one else has been around. But, no, it's like, after this, people are just going to be, like, going and, like, giving people hugs.
Oh, yeah, dude. The second this quarantine is up, bars are burning to the ground. We have people just hugging and having orgies in the street. We're just going to be, like, human fucking connection.
Dude, I don't know, because I feel like after this, all the substance, levels?
Like, substance levels?
Like, I feel like our...
Oh, the vacuums.
No. Not the... what is it called?
I don't know, bro.
Our limits. Like, our limits of, like, how much we can drink.
Oh. They're gonna tolerance levels?
Yeah, tolerance levels. Thank you. Oh, my God. It took me forever. But, like, every substance tolerance level is just going to be through the roof. They're gonna be like, oh, you only had like 6 double jacks? Like, no, like, I'm still fine. And it's just gonna be terrifying because you're gonna see people in like the rarest form, unprecedented form.
Dude, yeah, the bounce back from this is gonna be legendary, dude. People are gonna be fucking rioting in the streets, turning up.
Yeah, man.
This is gonna be fucking wild.
Just let us know where that happens.
Yeah, we will be in attendance.
We are opportunists at this point. Anything to get out of the house.
Dude, anything. You know, like, I gotta start... Dude, I just want to start, like, hitting people up. Like, just strangers I never talked to before.
I feel like that's just what everyone's gonna start doing. Be like, hey, how are you? Like, how have you been? It's like, what else do you have to do? Like, I guess I'll tell some people about my life.
Oh, oh shit, man. Granny about to get it.
Just watch.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah, man.
Dude, anime is so weird, though. Like, Like, what is that about,
the
dude?
The gasping.
Like, any listeners that watch anime, what is that when they're like, they shift their heads and they're like, what the fuck is that?
It's to emphasize the severity of the situation.
But it's like all the time.
Yeah, man. Because every situation is terrifying. It carries over.
It's all
the
fucking time. Which ad do you prefer? I like doggos.
I'd see wolves. What's that about? You know, I saw a commercial for Jumanji.
That needs to stop. They need to stop.
That needs to not be a thing.
It's really making me hate The Rock.
Yeah, man. Like, The Rock, when he busted out on the scene, like, yeah, like, do kids movies, but, like, I hate you, man.
Yeah.
like, you did it.
Yeah, I mean, you jumped in at, like, the sixth Fast and Furious movie. Then you broke off and did your own franchise within that universe, which should have fucking stopped after three.
He did G.I. Joe.
He did G.I. Joe. He did Rampage. Like, these are all really weird movies. And then he's like, you know what? We're just going to make, like, four more Jumanjis.
Yeah, but he was in The Tooth Fairy.
That one was funny, though.
And then he was also in The Game Plan.
Game Plan.
Where he was the football player. And he had to take care of the girl, like the little girl.
Oh, I didn't see that one. He was good in Gridiron Gang, though.
His more serious acting
is good. I don't like the him and Kevin Hart combo.
I don't like Kevin Hart. I liked Kevin Hart when he would do, like, the earlier stand-up.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. There was, like, a certain point, like, after the Laugh in My Pain
special.
I just feel like every time after that, it was just, like, way too commercialized.
Yeah,
maybe that's
like
me just
sold
being
out.
Pompous. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being like incredibly judgmental of the guy. I don't know him. Like,
I don't know. I'm just not a big Kevin Hart guy.
Just not. After Laugh in My Pain, it was just kind of like, eh.
It was like Daniel Tosh. Daniel Tosh was hilarious as a stand-up, and then Tosh.0 was funny for a season, and then it was like, what the fuck is this? His stand-up is still really good.
Yeah, I feel like he had, like, a couple good seasons of Tosh.0, and then it was just, like, as soon as, like, Rob Dyrdek did Ridiculousness...
It was over.
It was over.
Because Rob Dyrdek just did everything better.
Yeah, man. And Rob Dyrdek is just, like, a cooler dude to do it.
Like, And, like, Tosh.0 was just... It was just, like, The Soup. Do you remember The Soup?
Kind of.
That with was like Joel McHale? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was just that, but, you know, I'm going to pretend I'm gay. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't understand his whole shtick with that.
I don't know. I felt like that was a real big, like, market to be on. Especially with, like, the react, right before, like, YouTubers became a thing.
Yeah.
That was, like, right before YouTubers started.
Well, I don't know. Because YouTubers were around since YouTube. I think you mean, like, the influencers.
Yeah, like, it wasn't as big as it is now. Like,
yeah,
now you, and now, like, everybody and their sister is an influencer.
Yeah, dude. But, like back to, like, the OG YouTube, like, Knox's Corner YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
Like, that was, I guess, the era that he was breaking into.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. Like I said, it was good for a couple seasons until, like...
Remember when Bob Saget used to tell us what videos were funny?
America's Funny Something videos,
yeah.
Dude, you know Carlton now hosts that?
I didn't even know that was still a show.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad to see Carlton's doing things, though. I hope he won that lawsuit against Fortnite, right? For stealing his dance move?
That was weird. I don't know. I don't think so.
I hope so. That'd be fucking awesome.
Because, like, Backpack Kid, like, everybody was fighting that. That was, like, a decent amount of celebrities fighting Fortnite. That's another thing, dude. Like, branching all into that esports thing. Like, I play video games, but I don't understand, like, the connection that people have to video games.
I don't either, dude. It's not that fucking deep. Yeah, man. Like, I can't even remember the last time I actually played video games. Like, actually. I think I tried to get into Red Dead Redemption 2, like, 6-7 months ago or something. I was just like, I just can't. No, it was probably more than that.
It's just, like, I feel like it's just all priorities, bro. And that's another thing. Like, people should really... With this whole coronavirus quarantine, I feel like it really gives people the chance to reprioritize things. Just like mindsets and what they actually want out of life and being able to find out what's actually like meaningful to them.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. You're really staying heavy with this like the meaning behind the coronavirus thing right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
I just want to keep it kind of linear, you know?
Why, dude? What's the fucking point, man?
There are no rules.
There's no rules. Nothing matters. Punches police officer. Dude, I'm predicting another fucking baby boom, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once this quarantine's lifted, like, I don't even care who listens to this. I have never been so horny in my life. Because the government is like, you can't have it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, before, I wasn't getting any, and before, I'm like, ah, it's whatever. You know what I mean? Like, the opportunity's there if I go out and try to find it. Now it's like, there's none of it. You get nothing. I'm like, I have never been so horny before in my life.
I'm so alone.
I'm so lonely. I just need human contact.
Yeah, man.
Just everybody. If I, like, touched a boob right now, I'd probably come in my pants. That's like, I don't even fucking care. There's no rules.
There's no rules, yo. People are just being like, dude.
Speaking of which, Pornhub released like how fucking spiking their traffic is.
Really?
It's like 100 times what it normally is right now.
That's terrifying, man. People are so sad now. People are like, I don't know what else to do with my dude. We don't. How do you make a schedule for being in the house for 2 weeks? Like, oh, I guess I'll wake up. Like, you see those memes? People are like, should I go to my bed or my couch today? Like, that's it, man. That's it. We're just here. Oh, man. I see people taking walks. I'm like, good for you, man. I gotta get out and do something. This dude's about to kill someone.
Oh shit, she tied strings to his own guys.
That's her guys.
Oh, that's the mom and dad?
That's the mom and dad killed the son. Symbolic.
Oh, symbology.
Symbologity. Doodly. Yeah, whatever happened to Van Morrison, dude?
I have no idea. Whatever happened to Papa Roach?
He's still around.
Is he?
Yeah, they're
good. I'm fine. You know,
Jacoby.
Remember that show Scars?
Yeah.
Shit was awesome.
He hosted it.
Yeah, no. Man. That shit was awesome. That one video of the kid
that was
cutting
also
his nutsack open. Yeah. And they interviewed his mom's like, I'm going to allow the cursing because he's in a lot of pain. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my god. That was another kind of like Tosh.0 show.
Dude, those TV shows through the years have been pretty wild, man.
Yeah, man. That's why, like, I'm like, there's no rules.
Viva La Bam. That shit was crazy.
Yo, Viva La Bam really, like, was just, it wasn't even just like a TV show, it was a lifestyle.
Dude, Viva La Bam and like, Jackass was a lifestyle. Man.
People are like, I'm going to be a degenerate starting now.
Yeah.
They turn on
that I was show. On that wave, dude. I was like, I want to be them. 100%, bro.
We all were, bro. They're like, all right, take this water pail and smash me in the face with it.
Yeah. This is going to get so many likes.
We don't even need to record it, man. This is just amazing.
What else? Fuck, we have to keep talking. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck to talk about.
There's nothing to do, dude. There's nothing to
like,
talk about.
Literally just here with us. I don't know. Like, I got nothing to say.
No, for real.
Like, there's no topics. You know what was crazy, though? That article I was reading before about, like, the millennial Gen Z age gap. Because I just want to say, I was very upset. Right? Because I forget who was talking about this. Like, somebody brought up, you know, blaming millennials or some garbage. Whatever. No, it was something online.
Oh,
and no. Someone's like, please be clear with the distinction. And it says Gen Z is from 1995 and forward. And I was like, that's not right. I'm not Gen Z.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're a Zoomer, bro.
Nope.
bro, you're fucking, you're a Zoomer that eats crazy. Tide Pods, you got me fucked up, bro.
You and Gronk eat Tide Pods together.
You got me fucked up.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods. So I did like research, and I'm like that because that's not right. I always heard it was like 96 or 97. So then like I found like this actually like well put together article, and yeah. 95 is millennial, the absolute last millennial.
Okay.
Fuck you. The only reason you're so like okay is because like you happen to be a couple months before me. 94.
Well, I am the people that have to reinforce that rule.
No, you're not.
I'm the exact people that reinforce.
No,
that rule.
Bro.
Yes, man.
No. PEWresearch.org, bro.
What is PE? Purdue Education.
Fact Tank. News in the numbers.
Fact Tank with a PH?
No. It's with an F.
I do not believe that for a moment.
It's with an F. Defining generations where millennials end and Gen Z begins.
1995, the birth of the nation that would kill the world.
No, fuck you, dude.
I'll die.
No, dude, because remember I was talking to you about like the real differences between millennials and Gen Zs.
Yeah.
So,
but like anybody that's born, and I know like the main thing is going to be like you remembered some of the 90s. But like that's completely subjective in that point because you could have a bunch of kids.
Yeah, but you only have a couple months more than me. That's one. That's like a ridiculous subjectiveness.
I remember an expansive amount more than you.
No, you don't.
Obviously.
No, man. You don't.
It's what the internet says, Mitch. Of course I do.
No, Pew Research Center.
Fact check with a PH.
It's not with a PH, dude. It's with an F. Yeah, so in order to keep the millennial generation analytically meaningful and to begin looking at what might be unique about the next cohort, Pew Research Center decided a year ago to use 1996 as the last birth year for millennials and our future work. Anyone born between 1981 and 1996 is considered a millennial. And anyone born from 1997 onward is part of a new generation. Eat a dick.
I'm talking about new generation.
Eat a dick, bro. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. So
sad because you're not involved.
I am involved. I'm the
fact check.
I'm the last legs of the millennials.
PH at check.
It's not PH, bro. Fuck you.
PH at check, dude.
Most millennials were between the ages of 5 and 20 when the 9/11 terrorist attack shook the nation.
You should have been 6.
I was 6. Wow. Yeah. And many were old enough to comprehend the historical significance of that moment, while most members of Gen Z have little or no memory of the event. Millennials also grew up in the shadow of the wars of Iraq and Afghanistan, which sharpened the broader views of the parties and contributed to the intense political polarization that shapes the current political environment. And most millennials were between 12 and 27 during the 2008 election, where the force of the youth vote became part of the political conversation and helped elect the first black president. Added to that is the fact that millennials are the most racially and ethnically diverse adult generation in the nation's history, yet the next generation, Generation Z, is even more diverse. I will fucking fight you. You say I'm Gen Z, bro.
You're a Zoomer, bro.
That's it, dude. I was really trying to hold off on this fist fight between us being cooped up, but it looks like it's fucking happening on podcast.
Live on podcast.
We're just gonna fight each other. You just hear like oh fuck you. It's just like a bunch of shit breaking in the background.
For real.
Beyond politics, most millennials came of age and entered the workforce facing the height of an economic recession. As is well documented, many of millennials' life choices, future earnings, and entrance to adulthood have been shaped by this recession in a way that may not be the case for their younger counterparts. The long-term effects of this slow start for millennials will be a factor in American society for decades. So, it's just, like, really crazy. And I think what ultimately separates the generations is, like, Gen Z is, like, strictly the computer generation.
Yeah, we were...
You know what I mean?
That's the crazy part, dude. The people that were really born in the late 80s to the mid 90s have really kind of been through quite a bit.
And I don't want to play, like, favorites or anything, but when you look at, like, what happened, like, you have the great, the, what is it called? Like, the old great generation, which was the generation.
The last great generation or something?
Like, the original.
The greatest generation.
The greatest generation.
The greatest generation of World War II. And they are the greatest generation.
That was World War One and World War II.
Yeah, they are the greatest generation.
Yeah, because they did it, dude. They did all the fighting.
Yeah.
And then we, like, chilled out for a couple of decades, and then we went back to fighting.
No, dude, it's really cool too, because I forget who saw it or who said it, but it was
Jordan Peterson.
No, it was oh fuck, what's it? Why am I so bad with names?
Yo Rogan.
No,
fuck, dude.
The Jay Sound.
What the hell is his fucking name? George Carlin. George Carlin did a stand up about the boomers, and he was like, "Fuck all of you." Like, are you serious? Everything that we built, and this is what you fucking do? Because if you think about it, the boomers, they didn't have a war.
No.
The boomers...
They had the Cold War.
They had the Cold War, but, like, everyone kind of had... Yeah, the Vietnam conflict. But I'm saying, like, a... Like, more of a defining war. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was World War One, World War Two, and then everybody had the babies, and then it was just, like...
Communism.
What are you saying?
It's communism. That was the McCarthy era. That was the McCarthy era. That's when everybody was terrified by communism.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it wasn't a real fucking war.
That's what sparked the Cold War.
Yeah, the Cold War. Nothing happened.
We all just got really
sneaky. It was all just like espionage. Like, there was no actual war.
It's fair. It was just all 007.
It was just like, we might die today. I don't know.
So, like, now.
Yeah. Except people are actually dying.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? They're not like, all right, everyone. When the bell rings, hide under your desk in order to save yourself from a nuclear explosion. You know what I mean? Do you remember those? We used to have those in school. I don't think they do those. They only do active shooter drills now, which we also got a taste of in high school.
Yeah, man, we really, because there was a shooting in my high school.
Really?
Well, there was a supposed shooting. Oh. There was, like, calls, and we all had to, like, post up for the entire day.
It's fucking
all because
crazy,
this one guy was, like, texting this underage girl that I went to school
with. Sounds about right.
He's like, I love you. And she's like, I go to high school. And he's like, I'll find you then. She's like, no.
No.
And then he tried to.
Yeah.
Yeah, pedophilia is a real problem, guys. Pedophilia Stop trying to be cool.
But yeah, dude, it's really crazy. You think about, like, the shit we grew up in. You know, we all started, like, a lot of us were like, all right, time to start paying bills.
Exactly.
And the 2008 recession hit, and it was like, all right, time to fucking work.
Yeah,
like, summer vacation, what's that?
Yeah, man. I guess quick check.
Yeah, I guess, like, those rich kids don't really know anything about it, but...
Yeah, but rich kids don't usually know much about anything.
Nah, dude, those are all the motherfuckers down on, like, spring break right now. They're just like, hey, you trying to get fucked up? Blah, 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 I've been playing this for months. Yeah, it's like, man. I guarantee their parents' house is just enormous.
Yeah, they're like, who cares about quarantine? Yeah. Like, my room is like a mansion. We'll be right back after these messages, guys.
Hey guys, it's Tom from The Zituation, just here to tell you about the platform we're actually using to get this podcast out. It is called Anchor. It's creation tools that allow us to record and edit the podcast right from my phone, actually. And it actually distributes the podcast for us, so I have to do very little work for this. You make money with the podcast, which is what I'm currently trying to do. And it's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. That was the last bullet point I just read. Anyway, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get the Anchor app.
So I don't remember what we were talking about when that last cut off. But I think it's really interesting with Gen Zs and what really polarizes us, right? Because I look at younger people, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I see somebody 2-3 years younger than me, I'm just like, I cannot even.
No,
like,
yeah, man.
And it's because, like, they didn't grow up with, like, seeing 9/11 and knowing the before and after. And they didn't, you know what I mean? And when that recession hit, they weren't out there getting jobs. They were like, no, let's just go to school.
Like, yeah,
me,
like,
and your parents got to handle
this. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, like, this is probably the real first, like, yo, the world is a fucked place kind of thing for these kids.
And just, like, look at the trends that are starting now. You have, like, kids doing like push-up challenges on Instagram. Yeah, I'm doing like drawing challenges.
Yeah.
Like girls are being nice together, nice to each other, bro. It's wild. Girls are on Instagram being like, I appreciate the beauty that is womanhood. Here's 10 other girls I think are pretty. I'm like, what? You don't like any of those girls. What do you mean?
Yeah, dude. It's just really weird, man. These are some really weird times. And I think, like, you know, like, people like us, you know what I mean? Like, the millennial group, we're like, all right, yeah, this is serious. Time to stop. Like, just because we've seen serious things
happen
time and time again. It's like, all right, now it's this is time to take things seriously. And I think that's why there's so many issues with younger people right now, just not giving a shit. Because they've never really been in the position of like, no, shit is bad. Time to get through it.
Yeah, no, like we gotta like really like band together. It's like you might, they were brought up in such an like an individualized society of like, I'm the best. My mom told me I'm the special one. Yeah. I'm the one that matters the most. But really, like, they've never been something that they're gonna be like, okay, you do not matter right now. We're doing this for us.
Yeah. Like this is for everyone. Time to do your part. You know what I mean? It's always been like, everything's fine, everything's fine. Because I feel like you were in that age group where you had to be told everything was fine during all of this other stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't remember the hysteria of 9/11 and what that did to the country. You know, you just kind of, that's it.
Like, yeah,
that was
like just you were very shielded from it.
Yeah, and like now it's being taught in history classes because these kids just weren't there for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I was talking to my little brother. He's like, everything's good, just stinks that I'm in home. I'm like, yeah, everything's not good.
Yeah, everything is not good right now. Like, this is bad.
But, like I said, like, there's a lot of silver linings that are coming from this. Like, the pollution is through the gutter as far as, like, the earth just being able to recoup now with us being able to stay home and just, like, maybe we should do that reprioritizing. Maybe we should do that, you know, reanalysis of everything.
And it's really crazy too because like climate change has been such a huge issue these like last it's been an issue for a long time.
For a long time, yeah.
But I would say defining issue the last like year or two.
Yeah.
I would say like that is probably one of the greatest issues discussed about in the last year or two.
No,
it's always been like climate change or like nah it's whatever. And then you like move on and now it's like no. And it's just funny now that like nature seems to finally have found something to put us in check for a little bit.
Exactly. Like Al Gore based his entire 2000?
Yes.
He based his entire 2000 campaign off of like environmental friendliness.
Yeah, we should have listened. But no, we elected George Bush.
I will never say we should have listened to Al Gore, but we should have taken consideration for eco-friendliness.
Yeah, no, George Bush was definitely the safer option there. He only started two illegal wars and threw this country into a massive recession.
Yeah, I'd still vote for him over Gore. I don't care.
And that's the fucking problem now, isn't it, Tom? The whole, I don't care. Back to the whole, I'm American, but fuck every other American. I don't give a fuck about you. It's my opinions. It's my beliefs that are important.
For right now. In my bedroom of my apartment that we have right now, those are my beliefs. I only need to discuss them with you.
It's just so funny, bro. It's like we have these discussions. You're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck though. I'm like, why though?
Dude, because I know Gore would have done the same things.
And I don't think Gore would have started the illegal war in Iraq because that was Cheney, the whole mastermind. And if Gore got in, Cheney wouldn't have been in. What?
He definitely would have.
He wouldn't have been VP though.
Oh no, he wouldn't have been VP.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have been able to expand that power like he did.
Well, look at Kushner expanding his power, bro.
Who's Kushner?
He's one of Trump's advisors, and he's just weaseling his way into.
Well, yeah, that's because Trump has really ushered in a time of there are no rules. Like there I just no rules, do whatever the fuck I want, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I watched the whole Dirty Money thing on Kushner, man. That guy's crooked as anything.
No, I believe it, dude. I mean, I really feel anybody at that level is crooked as fuck.
I just feel like they're focusing on things that are... And I feel like human decency is very low on ethical lists. So, like, once people are able to, like, surpass that with the amount of money that they have, they're like, yeah, money is better than decency.
Yeah, like, I don't need
the help of a community, you all can get fucked.
Yes.
Like, once you are good on your own and have that power, it's like, I don't give a fuck about anybody below me.
Exactly.
And that, I think, is the ultimate problem with people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you see time and time again that that is just what happens. Exactly. Power corrupts us.
And that's all we search for, which is power. Shout out Kanye West.
Shout out.
He owns a mountain, bro.
He owns mountains.
Did we talk about this on the first episode or like the very first
episode?
I think it's the very, dude, because you said Kanye West and Baby Yoda. That was episode 150, bro.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, it's the, what is it?
The religion of Baby Yoda or something?
No. It wasn't Baby Yoda, because that was before Baby Yoda was a thing, the first episode.
No, that was when we were talking about Baby Yoda.
Okay. You said it was like the Cell Games.
Yes.
And I said no.
Baby Yoda.
And you're like, I believe there's a whole religious
coup.
Yeah, coup. He could be Kanye West could be starting his own variation of Christianity right now.
That's fine. I feel that's the best thing that's going to come out of this.
It's not, dude. It's not. It's just another domino in the fuck shit that is people.
This entire coronavirus started.
Like, religion is awful, but let's introduce more.
Oh, man.
Dude, how are these people going to beat themselves, bro?
That's a big question. I mean, how would you beat yourself, Mitch? Exactly.
I'd be like, think you're going to outdrink me? And we end up just killing each other.
I feel like that,
sacrifice for the greater good.
I brought you into this world. I'm going to take you out.
Oh, you think you're just like me, huh? Grab a bottle, boy.
When he's drunk, try to fight him.
Immediately. I would definitely love to do that. Like, have me hammered versus me hammered. And just full-on brawl. It'd be awesome.
I'd love to see that.
I would also love to see that.
I'm videotaping, bro.
We have to find me. Yeah, is cloning a thing yet?
I found this the future me once.
Yeah, you did. That was a sad look into the future, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was depressing.
That was like God telling me, like, this is where you're going to end up if you don't start doing some good things.
Dude, I am so sick of everyone telling me I look exactly like this one person they know, and it's just a blonde dude with a beard.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
can.
I am so, no, like, I,
I'm sorry, Palermo.
Like, it's just such bullshit. They're like, this is you. I'm like, I look nothing like that. They're like, it's identical. I'm like, no, it is not. I am not just, like, every blonde dude with a beard is not just the same thing. It hurts my feelings. You know what I mean?
I feel like people do that with everybody. It's like any sort of like type of person that they're not used to seeing. They're like, oh, this is this person. Yeah.
Oh, hey, McGregor. I'm like, McGregor? I look nothing like Conor McGregor.
You're probably like a foot taller.
I'm a foot taller. I'm like 150 pounds heavier. I have a completely different build. And they're like, I'm Conor McGregor. I'm like, no, I'm not. Fuck you.
Oh my god.
Like, goddamn. I'm an individual. Respect me.
I'm an individual.
I'm special enough as it is.
Yeah, right.
I'm not at all. Fuck, this is crazy. I think the first thing I'm doing after quarantine is like, I need a girlfriend. Like, this is really showing me how lonely I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because work, I'm usually like, oh, I got stuff to do for work. And that's what I would do. Now, I don't have work. I have nothing. Like, yeah, I have nothing. No one's talking to me. And Tom's over here getting hit up like fucking 30 times a day by people. Not a single person is texting me.
I just try to network, bro.
Dude,
half of it is just like, hey guys, what's up? Do you like this meme that I found 20 minutes ago?
We got another friend like, yo, bro, I'm going to bag so many bitches. I'm like, how do you, who?
Oh,
like, what
God.
Do you even know?
How do you do inside.
This? We're all inside. How do you even do this? And I'm just here like, fuck, dude. I don't even have anyone I could, like, hey, what's up? Like, I just don't. It's fucking awful.
Oh, man. Well, at least you have Naruto, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to finally be one of the Naruto gang.
Yeah, ladies, if you like Naruto, hit up Mitch. He's newly educated.
Yeah. Help me.
He'll help you with his jutsus.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a good place to stop.
I have mastered the lonely jutsu.
The lonely jutsu, dude. Oh my god.
My existence.
This is where we're at.
That's crazy, dude. Like, I don't even... Like, fuck it, dude. I'm excited for this Power Hour one we're gonna do next.
Yeah.
We need more beer, though.
We'll get more beer. Alright, guys.
I'm excited for pasta later.
Oh, no, we're doing orange chicken.
Oh, we're doing the orange chicken over rice. You right.
This is what we get excited over. We're just passing time
before dinner. This is all that's left.
We're just passing time before dinner, really.
This is all I have right now.
Oh, my God.
This is so horrible.
I do not like this at all.
I don't like it. It's only been a weekend. I don't like this.
I do not like this.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's just going to be 2 weeks and like, all right, everything's fine. Like,
no, I know.
Right now. This is not going to be 2 weeks, people. This is going to be like a month.
Yeah. This is going to be a while.
Fuck.
We'll stay inside.
Yo,
guys.
Yeah, and please hit us up with something to fucking talk about because, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, we're running out of options.
Anymore. And I'm like, something more lighthearted. I don't know.
Yeah, we're just trying to get happy, guys.
Just trying to get happy, trying to entertain. And there's not even like, oh, so let's talk about what happened today. Like, we can't.
Nothing happened today.
Nothing happened. I got up, and I came to the living room.
Yeah.
That's my life now.
Ain't that some scary garbage?
Yo, it's awful, man. We read books for a little bit.
We read books for a while.
And then watched Naruto.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just it. It's not like, oh yeah, and this. No, that's it, guys.
That's it. That's all we're doing.
We'll try to do this again when we have more things to talk about.
Yeah, but...
Well, let's do the Power Hour.
Yeah, we'll do the Power Hour. I think we should, like, find weird things to do during the Power Hour. We're gonna have to liven that up a little bit.
Yeah, man. I'll play music. I'll play my guitar.
Amazing.
I'll play my guitar during a power
Amazing.
Hour.
Let's just do fire a power hour. Let's do a fire hour. Wow.
A fire hour.
Fire hour.
Fire hour. That's what we're calling it.
You just set wherever you set your home on fire.
Yeah, if you guys are
and
down
that's
with
it.
That, let me know.
Self-extermination right now.
Self-extermination, dude.
Let's go.
Just in the background.
Fire! All right, yeah, okay, so Tom and I are going to be doing a power hour, but singing our own songs, I guess. I don't know.
This is going to
be good. We'll just set a fucking timer, and I'll just say drink, and we'll just perform songs.
I guess so, man.
It's going to be ridiculous.
This is going to be a good time.
This is going to be absurd. All right, yeah, we'll keep this one short, but the next episode of The Situation is going to be The Situation Power Hour.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's going to be a fun time.
It all depends on when we get beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. All right. Catch you guys later.
Yeah, bye, guys. Stay sane.
Song of the day is All Star by Smash Mouth.